79.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. An 84-year-old white man charged in the shooting and wounding of a black teenager who mistakenly walked up to the suspect's house in Kansas City has surrendered to police. Andrew Lester could be sentenced to life in prison for shooting 16-year-old Ralph Yarrell on the doorstep of his suburban home around 10 p.m. last Thursday. And a man and his best friend are reunited thanks to technology and a little help.
A truck driver named Archie and his dog Poppy, who he originally adopted from a shelter, got separated during a stop in Topeka. Archie looked for Poppy but had to leave for Oklahoma the next day. Fortunately, Poppy ended up in the kennels of the Helping Hands Humane Society, which contacted Archie through her microchip. Thanks to the help of a volunteer who drove Poppy to Dodge City, Archie and Poppy were reunited last Friday. I'm J.P. Bazant.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairie Land Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairie Land Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Tuesday, Governor Kelly signed six bipartisan bills, including House Bill 2019, which improves public awareness of cybersecurity incidents, authorizes the state to make changes to cybersecurity training, assessments, and responses, and modernizes Kansas cybersecurity system. Governor Kelly said in today's digital world, it's essential to ensure that cybersecurity measures are in place to protect communities across Kansas. And she was pleased to sign House Bill 2019, which is a bipartisan solution that protects privacy and taxpayer dollars by improving their ability to prevent and respond to cybersecurity attacks. Jeff Makeson, the interim chief information technology officer, said through mandatory reporting, the bill increases communication between the state and its public and private partners to ensure that they address cybersecurity in a holistic fashion. He said the bill also helps create a cohesive standard for cybersecurity policy across state agencies. In addition to House Bill 2019, Governor Kelly signed five bipartisan bills that address public safety and other issues impacting communities across Kansas. And they include House Bill 2015, which expands who from a public safety agency can petition the court for an order requiring infectious disease testing. Employees within the scope of the law include corrections officers, emergency services staff, juvenile correctional facility staff, and law enforcement. House Bill 2020 establishes conditions in the Kansas Transportation Network Company Services Act for when drivers for transportation network companies, including Uber and Lyft, are independent contractors. The bill would also add to employment-related law that a requirement for or the use of a motor carrier safety improvement would not affect or change the worker status of a driver. House Bill 2027 creates a procedure to prevent the distribution of a person's assets to someone charged with killing that person. House Bill 2042 authorizes self-storage unit operators to tow motor vehicles, watercraft, or trailers for not paying rent or abandoning their belongings. And House Bill 2065 allows a court to change a spouse's name to a name that is different than a maiden or former name during a divorce proceeding. Hundreds of thousands of Kansans could lose their health care coverage as the state goes through a year-long Medicaid redetermination process. According to Kansas healthcare officials at Blue Cross Blue Shield, about 104,000 Kansans are expected to lose their current health care coverage, and the changes come as the coronavirus pandemic restrictions have been lifted. Katrina McGivern, a spokeswoman for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas, said people expecting to lose coverage may be able to seek help through other options. She said they could go on the marketplace, which is healthcare.gov, and take a look at the plans that are available. And if they've got a doctor that they want to see or certain prescription medications that they have to have access to, they could check for that also. She added that they could also potentially be available for some subsidies, which would help lower cost of the premiums. People should also make sure to fill out a coverage renewal letter if they get one and go to the CanCare website at cancare.ks.gov to make sure their information is up to date. Congress enacted the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which included a requirement that Medicaid programs keep people continuously enrolled through March 31st of 2023 in exchange for enhanced federal funding. Now the states have to determine which current Medicaid enrollees are eligible to remain on Medicaid and which are not. For the first time in the 20-year history of the Kansas Tobacco Quit Line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is offering all phone coaching enrollees 8 weeks of free nicotine replacement therapy while supplies last. Participants who are 18 years of age and older that want to quit smoking, vaping, or chewing tobacco and enroll in the phone coaching program can choose a lozenge, gum, or patch that will be mailed directly to their home if they enroll by midnight on Sunday, April 30th. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line is a free 24/7 resource available to Kansas residents to help them quit smoking. The Quit Line provides help such as counseling, a personalized quit plan, and quitting support by phone and through online services. The Quit Line can be reached by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience and helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will host its next public meeting at noon on April 27th at the Wyandotte County Historical Museum in Bonner Springs. The meeting, which will also be offered virtually via Zoom, will begin with an introduction of commissioners and guests, a review of agenda items, and the approval of past minutes. Commissioners will then have final discussions on staff recommendations before taking a vote that includes the fall turkey season, bag limits and permits, the spring turkey season, bag limits and permits, and the proposed 2024 spring turkey season dates. Following the public hearing portion of the meeting, commissioners will welcome public comment on non-agenda items and then hear an agency and state fiscal status update, followed by a brief legislative update. A general discussion period will follow before commissioners hear several workshop session items, which are proposed regulation changes that may be voted on at a future date. And before adjourning, commissioners will once again set aside time for public comment on non-agenda items. The public is welcome and encouraged to participate in person or virtually via Zoom, and virtual participants can access login instructions at ksoutdoors.com/kdwp-info/commission. Or you can watch live video and audio stream of the meeting by visiting ksoutdoors.com and follow a link. Any individual with a disability may request other accommodations by contacting the commission secretary. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting will take place on June 22nd at Acorns Resort in Milford. Governor Kelly issued a proclamation declaring the month of April as Safe Digging Month in Kansas. The proclamation, in concurrence with National Safe Digging Month, reminds Kansans to call 811 before starting any outdoor digging projects. Governor Kelly joined the Kansas Corporation Commission, Kansas 811, and other industry professionals in encouraging excavators and homeowners to call 811 before they begin digging projects to prevent injuries, property damage, and inconvenient utility outages. Dialing 811 connects callers to Kansas 811, which notifies the appropriate utility companies of the intent to dig, and the calls are taken 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Locate requests can also be made online at kansas811.com. Excavators and homeowners are required to make a request at least 2 working days prior to beginning a digging project, and then professional locators are sent to the digging site to mark the approximate locations of underground lines with flags or spray paint. And once the lines have been accurately marked, digging can begin. Every digging project, no matter how large or small, requires a call to 811. There's no charge to have utility lines marked, and the depth of utility lines varies, and there may be multiple lines in a common area. Some utility lines are buried only a few inches below the surface, making them easy to strike during a shallow digging project. Installing a mailbox, landscaping, putting in a fence, and building a deck are all examples of digging projects that necessitate a call to 811. To learn more about 811 and Safe Digging Month, you can visit call811.com. And for more information about Kansas 811, you can visit kansas811.com. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas was recently announced as the recipient of a $1,000 grant from Midwest Energy Incorporated, and this award will be used to purchase transition backpacks. These backpacks include early learning materials and activities that are developmentally appropriate for 3-year-old children and teach valuable concepts they need to know for school success. And backpacks provide caregivers and parents activities for children that encourage engagement and learning. Tammy Dreiling, the DSNWK Family Services Manager, said they're very excited to be able to supply families with these special backpacks, as they will support both children and families by helping the children use the tools they developed while at KidLink for a smooth transition to their next level of education. And DSNWK wants to thank Midwest Energy for its support of the Children and Families Service by KidLink. The DSNWK KidLink Early Intervention Program provides a system of services to help infants and toddlers from birth to the age of 3 who have a developmental delay, diagnosed disability, or are at risk for a developmental delay, including vision and hearing impairments. These services are provided in the child's natural living environment, and KidLink covers multiple counties in north central Kansas, including Osborne, Phillips, Rooks, Russell, Smith, Ellis, a portion of Rush, and Norton County. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. Just what the 60% of Kansas's wheat crop in poor or very poor condition need? More weather problems this week. We hear more from the USDA's Gary Crawford.
A sprawling weather system out of the northwest is moving east across the country right now, and during the second half of this week, we'll be bringing
1 to 3 inches of rain up and down the Mississippi Basin. In the northern areas, some of that will be wet snow, adding to the wetness-related issues.
But USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the real damage from that storm will be on the dry southern side of it. No rainy weather.
Just windy, dry, and more blowing dust, potential elevated wildfire threats.
Just what the winter wheat crops don't need any more of. And in fact, Rippey told us.
I've talked to some producers indicating that they are expecting visits soon from the insurance folks to potentially zero out some of these crops.
As we started this week, USDA was reporting that almost 40% of the winter wheat was in poor to very poor condition nationally. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you, Gary. The American Farm Bureau Federation and six other ag groups are telling the Securities and Exchange Commission that Wall Street rules intended for publicly traded companies should not extend to family farms. They're referring to a proposed rule requiring public companies to report on Scope 3 emissions, which are the result of activities not owned or controlled by a publicly traded company but contribute to its value chain. Public companies that produce goods from ag products would need to report emissions from the relevant ag operations. The farm group's concern is that the rule would burden family farmers and ranchers and drive further consolidation in agriculture, but produce no real environmental benefit. The group say in their letter to the SEC that family farms would be hit hardest by their proposed rule. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A cold front is heading through our state, bringing cooler temperatures for some areas today and for all of the central plains by tomorrow. Some strong thunderstorms will be possible for our central and eastern counties by late in the afternoon and through this evening. Wind will be gusty through the day with fire weather conditions for most of the western and especially southwestern counties, and a wind advisory is posted for many of the eastern counties. By tomorrow, temperatures will be back in the 50s and 60s for our western areas and 60s and 70s in the east. We get another cool down on Friday. On the map, heading into the afternoon, our cold front has already moved into northwestern Kansas, causing gusty wind and bringing in slightly cooler air, but only for the northwest corner. We'll be staying in the 60s and 70s there, but elsewhere, way above average daytime highs in the 80s, maybe even reaching 90 in the south central counties. Wind stays gusty statewide, 25 to 35 miles an hour, and maybe as high as 45 miles an hour in the east. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms will develop across the northern and central counties. Conditions are favorable for a few strong to severe thunderstorms with large hail and damaging wind. For Thursday, a few lingering showers or storms may hang around the eastern counties, clearing west and central. That cooler air starts moving in on Thursday and will hang around through Friday, keeping us near average, and the weather stays fair but windy. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the mid to upper 60s with mid to upper 30s overnight. North central, mid 70s to low 80s, and tonight, low to mid 40s. Northeast, upper 70s today, low 50s overnight, upper 70s and low 80s southwest, and tonight mid to upper 30s, mid to upper 80s south central, upper 40s to low 50s overnight, upper 70s and low 80s southeast, and tonight we're in the mid 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Your farm, your way. That's how it should be for all decisions on your operation, including carbon farming. With more qualifying practices, Carbon by Indigo gives you the flexibility to generate carbon credit income in ways that work best for your farm. Right now is the best time to enroll in Carbon by Indigo and maximize your credit income potential. Sign up by May 1st to generate carbon credits for qualifying practice changes you've made dating back to Harvest 2021. Carbon by Indigo is partnering with ag businesses to help farmers create a carbon farming plan and generate credits. Visit indigoag.com/local to see if an ag business partner you currently work with can help you enroll in Carbon by Indigo. Farmers have received nearly $5 million in payments for their carbon credit production since our program began. Visit indigoag.com/local to enroll by May 1st and maximize your carbon payment potential. Terms and conditions apply. See program agreement for details.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades have taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle lowest has been in the last four sessions, our December contract lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on select, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.